Colossus. Come to the Red Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Colossus vs. the World, an actual play podcast where a man with little to no knowledge about the Marvel Universe is nonetheless determined to conquer it using the Russian X-Men known as Colossus. I'm Pedro, the creator and GM of Colossus vs. the World, and with me is my brother Frank, who will be playing the role of Colossus. Previously, Colossus had come to New York to find Wilson Fisk, the Kingpin. Instead, he battled Daredevil in the streets of Hell's Kitchen, where he was quickly subdued and arrested. He came into contact with one of Fisk's men and gave him Cyclops' ruby red glasses to show him he meant business. We join him now as he discovers who his public defender is.
Colossus versus the world.
Pietro Rasputin?
Yeah.
My name is Matthew Murdock. You asked for public defender. I would like to represent you. Do you accept?
Yeah.
And then he looks at the cops and he says, I want my client out of whatever it is you're doing to him here. He's like, we couldn't hold him anywhere. So he's like, I want him out and I need a space to speak with my client right away. And the cops are like, oh my God. And so they get you and they help you. They help you over to a small room with a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been in one of these rooms before.
Not him.
Right. So they sit you down in there, and then they leave, and Mr. Murdock sits down with you, and he says, Pietro, I'm going to be your lawyer. Anything you tell me is protected. Just need to know exactly what's going on. You need to know what we're dealing with here. According to police reports, he's kind of shuffling through paper, and she says that according to police reports, you had come into Joe's Tavern, and he gave you the address of the tavern, and you started screaming out for Wilson Fisk. And then, according to the report I have here from the bartender, you damaged his bar as you made your way to him and threatened him. And then, after that, report here says that you came out screaming for Mr. Fisk again, and that's when the vigilante Daredevil showed up. And after a quick exchange with that, you were detained and brought in. Is this an accurate description of the events?
Mostly.
Mostly. What? Help me fill in the gaps. What am I missing?
I never threatened that bartender.
Didn't threaten him? He says that you stood over him and you put your hand on his back and pulled him close.
That was intimidation, not threatening.
I see. So, what do you, again, this is all protected. What do you want with Mr. Fisk?
I need to see him.
Sure, but help me understand why.
God damn it. I know Colossus doesn't know who the fuck Matt Murdock is, so this is pissing me off. I need to speak to Mr. Fisk about procuring an aircraft.
An aircraft?
Da.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I ask what for?
I need to visit an old friend. Of that, I can say no more.
Sure. I mean, everything you give me is going to help me understand what's going on here. Because the better I understand your case, easier it is for me to draft up the right defense. Do you want me asking why Mr. Fisk? Why not, I don't know, Delta or any other airline?
Out of game, did he fucking consider it?
Oh my God!
Honestly, didn't even fucking think about taking a goddamn fucking... Oh my god. I never even considered just flying coat somewhere.
Oh my god.
I knew I had to get to
work. How did Colossus get to America in the first place?
He took a fucking plane, but... But I needed something faster than fucking
faster Delta. Than commercial airlines.
Yes, like I don't know something. God damn it!
Oh my god! Colossus versus the world.
Do you think after what the fuck I did that I'm gonna be able to charter a flight? Hell no, man! I'm gonna spoon in the ass if I try getting on Delta.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So I know where to go from here.
He asked me why I didn't just use.
No, I'm motherfucker, I'm on the level. I know what's going on. I just don't understand what's going on.
I'm glad one of us is.
So he says, okay, so you were wanting to speak with Mr. Fisk about an airline, but I think I'd ask you, why would you not fly commercial?
I don't think that they would allow me on the plane.
Why?
There was a scuffle at the X-Mansion.
The X-Mansion?
Xavier's Institute for Gifted Youngsters.
Okay, okay. Alright, and what did that scuffle entail?
God damn, I wanted to incriminate myself. There was a back and forth between me and the leader of the X-Men.
Who's that?
Scott Summers. Leader of the X-Men, I should say.
Former leader, okay.
He's no longer with us.
Where'd he go?
Hell.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean, he's a violent man, so like I just assume that's where he had to go.
Hell. Is this like a superhero thing where you had to travel to another dimension? Or you?
There was an altercation. And he's not with us anymore.
Who was in this altercation?
Me. And Mr. Summers. One of my only friends.
My only friends? Are you... God damn it.
What?
One of my only friends. Are you telling me that you killed Scott Summers?
Da. Thankfully, I won't be on trial for the murder of Scott Summers.
And he looks down, and you can kind of half hear this, like he's just like, you're not lying.
Of course not.
Do you plan on killing again?
Only if I have to.
Did you kill anybody else up there?
Nah.
He kind of looks sick to his stomach. Who else?
Kurt Wagner.
Why do you also say that in German?
That is how it's pronounced, is it not?
Who's Kurt Wagner?
Nightcrawler. Blue frizzy man. He was also my friend.
He looks like physically sick to his stomach. Is there anyone else?
Da. Oh
my god.
Bobby Drake.
Why?
Iceman.
Why?
They were in the way.
Of what? What were you after?
I just wanted to leave. And he called me a murderer.
So you...
Put him on ice. He was also one of my comrades.
Comrades? What is a comrade?
It's like a comrade, but pronounced right.
I mean, I need to go. I'll be need to get some water.
May I have some water too?
Yeah, sure thing. And he gets up and leaves.
Am I still cuffed?
Yeah.
Damn it. He's gonna have to fucking drink me then. Or wait, I mean,
he's gonna have to drink me. I mean, what an episode title. He's gonna have to drink me then.
Although I'm gonna sound really dumb, but I'm trying to suss it out. You know, like when you have to feed someone, it's like that, but with water, with liquids. What do you call it? What do you call it?
Frankie.
He's gonna have to pour it down my throat.
Yeah, he's gone for a little bit, man.
Yeah, I'm based snitching.
So he comes back and he says, I'm going to start working on your case right away. And they're going to get you in a proper cell.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he quickly packs his stuff up and leaves.
What about my water?
I'll have someone get it for you. And walks out.
I look forward to working with you, Mr. Murdoch.
And he walks away.
Daredevil!
Daredevil! And a little bit later, 8 cops come into the room. Some outside, some step into the room. But there's 8 cops in the area as they help you up and lead you to your jail cell. There, you're going to have to stay there overnight. The moment you close your eyes and put your head to bed, you're plagued with nightmares. Terrible visions of what you've done over and over again play in your head with terrifying, gruesome results.
Okay.
And you gain no rest that entire night. It feels like every time you're about to go to sleep, the nightmares rip your brain apart.
Wow, that's fucked up. It's gonna mean I don't get any stress, but I don't set back stress.
No, you can set back stress one. But you don't have any stress anyway, do you?
No, but I just want to make sure that Emma's right. Not.
Yeah, that's whoa. Who says it's Emma? You could just
said enjoy your nightmares and
yeah, but you could maybe you're just stressed out, man. Maybe.
No, I'm at peace. She wanna give me some real nightmares, it would fucking make me work at McDonald's.
Jesus.
No, I mean like part of the capitalist society, not like anti-McDonald's, like, you know, McDonald's workers aren't good. We'll cut that out. No?
No, it's staying in.
Oh man, no disrespect to fast food workers, man. I meant like being part of like the capitalist machine, like
gotcha.
That's all I meant.
Okay. So after that, sometime middle of the night, while you're in the throes of a nightmare, someone comes and rattles the bars of your jail cell.
I get up.
It's a police officer, obviously working late night jailhouse duty. His guy's back against the bars, and he says, still looking to talk to Fisk?
Da.
He's interested. What do you want?
I need an aircraft.
Huh?
I need an aircraft.
You're trying to buy a plane, man? What do you... You want a way out of here?
I need, and I'm honestly, Peter, I'm just gonna fucking guess. I think this is where he's at.
You know what?
I need to get to Alaska.
So you're just trying to get, you're trying to buy your way out of the country?
No, just Alaska.
He shakes his head. He's pissed. Yeah, I mean, obviously, a man of Mr. Fisk's connections could arrange for such a thing, but what do you got for Fisk?
I already gave him the gift of Cyclops' ruby quartz.
Man, he hands it back to you. Mm. That was just proof, wasn't it? That wasn't a gift, man. Like, you know, the boss is interested in talking with you. What do you got for him?
Like I said before, I'm going to give him a promise. And I know that does not sound like much.
Yeah, he doesn't really give a shit about that, man.
once I become the czar.
The what? He turns around that point. Once you become a cigar?
The czar of New York. He will form the new KGB. He'll be the head of it. Man,
what are you talking about? He's,
I need an aircraft.
You trying to make a little Russia over here?
Not little. New Russia.
He's like, look, man, I don't... Since you talking about taking over New York?
Duh.
Do you understand New York spoken for?
New York might be spoken for. New Amsterdam, however, will not be spoken for until I speak for it.
Where?
New Amsterdam.
Do you know where that is?
It was once. Fuck, hang on. New Amsterdam is this. I'm going to claim New York and then return it to New Amsterdam, in which I will be the czar. He has the
opportunity. How did the Dutch play into this? Like, he's like so confused.
I need Fisk.
It sounds like you ain't got nothing to offer out to him. You just want a bunch of stuff.
He is on the short list if he wants on it.
Wait, so it's the idea that you're going to take over New York and New Amsterdam or whatever? I mean, do you know where New Amsterdam is?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's New York.
So this is a clever way of you saying you're still taking over New York?
Da. He said New York is spoken for. I said, well, not New Amsterdam.
Right, but...
Check and mate.
He shakes his head and he's like, man, if you ain't got nothing for me to bring back to Mr. Fisk, this meeting's over. It's never going to happen.
Please, I could really use this help. There's about $400 in my duffel bag.
He's just staring at you now. Mr. Fisk doesn't appreciate people who waste his time, so if I were you, I would consider that before you make any more moves.
At least get me out of this cage.
He walks away.
Fucker, I'm gonna... Okay, you know what? That's it. Alright.
You out?
I'm out.
What are you doing?
I'm walking through the fucking wall.
You gonna crush it?
Yeah, you know what? No, I'm gonna, Hang on. Give me a second. Let me think. He's walking away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'm gonna kick open the jail cell.
Okay.
And charge him down. And I'm just basically gonna, like, body press him. You said I can't get out of these cuffs?
You could try to now.
Oh, well, let me do that first.
Sure.
Yeah.
Alright, so what are you doing?
I'm going to try and break out of these cuffs.
Yep, give me a roll.
Combat expert, can I use that?
Can you use combat expert? It's not combat, no.
Menace?
On the cuffs?
I don't know. Browbeat it. Need something, man. I got a 9 with no effect die.
That was it, man.
Yes!
Yeah, you kind of finally, like, you realize, like, yeah, you can't leverage yourself to break them open. And then you look at the wall and you're like, and you rush back and slam yourself into the wall a couple times. And it kind of knocks it loose a little bit so that you get the leverage you need, and you just rip out of it. And then you said you burst down the cell door?
Would I know how fast I can get out, but if I just, like, walk out, like, run out, like, through the back?
Like, there's no back.
Like, I know, I'm trying to think, like...
You don't know the police station as well.
Okay, yeah. Well, then, yeah. I break out, and I start ripping open cell doors.
All right, so you break out and you rip 2 or 3 cell doors off, right? And then the door at the very end of the hallway opens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And walking in are 2 people. The first one, she's tall. She's got a grace and a strength to her.
Fuck.
You recognize her immediately as the X-Men known as Storm.
Oh, shit.
With a cold look in her face, person standing next to her. You recognize her right away. It's Emma Frost.
Fuck!
And as soon as you break open the door, Like, Storm takes a step back and instinctively raises her hands. As you see, like, lightning start to kind of charge between them. And then Emma takes a look and just shakes her head and smiles. And the look in her eyes is something that you don't know if you've ever seen in any person with any kind of decency in their heart. And we'll have to stop there.
I'm fucked.
Thanks for listening to episode 5. He's gonna have to drink me. God damn it. Oh, man. Alright, if you want to follow us online, you can follow me. You know, I started recording this, and I realized you're all patrons. You know where to find us. if you don't know where to find Frank, though, Frank is on Twitter at Kazult378. He also hangs out in our Discord channel, which you guys are probably all hanging out in. If you're not, stop in. Thanks to Kevin McLeod and Sirenscape for the music and sound effects you heard today. You can find more of Kevin's music at incompetech.com, and you can find Sirenscape at sirenscape.com.
Man. I played this so bad. I could have just gone on the goddamn flight. I don't know why I think Fisk has a special fucking aircraft.
I don't, man. This is getting better and better.
As far as I'm concerned, he has a fucking Apache. That's what I'm hoping for out of this.
A helicopter.